Live Updates: Trump Holds Pennsylvania Rally. By Tony Lee on September 26, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Saturday evening rally in Middletown, Pennsylvania, hours after nominating Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:56 p.m., Trump concludes his last rally before Tuesday's debate with Biden. Trump will immediately hit the road to Minnesota after the debate, holding a rally in Duluth on Wednesday. 8:49 p.m., Trump tells the crowd that America will become the manufacturing superpower of the world and make medical supplies at home while ending the country's reliance on China. Trump says he will strike down terrorists who threaten America and keep America out of ridiculous, stupid wars in countries people have never heard of. 8:42 p.m., Trump says Biden has pledged to terminate protection for American workers and give away your jobs. Trump say Biden supports open borders, zero deportations, and sanctuary sites. If you want to end sanctuary cities, you only have one choice. And that's to vote Republican, Trump says. Trump says cities run by Democrats don't have law and order. 8:35 p.m., Trump keeps mocking Biden's lid, which tells the media to please go home because there won't be any activity from Sleepy Joe today. Trump says Biden is a low-energy individual and the country needs someone with a lot of energy in the White House to deal with people like China's Xi and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Trump says getting along with these countries is not a bad thing. Trump says when Obama said he was having a lot of problems with North Korea, Trump asked if he considered calling Kim. 8:33 p.m., Trump says the Paris Accord was meant to hurt and take advantage of the United States. Trump says the people got it and understood that it was ripping off our country. Trump says he withdrew from that catastrophe because he was elected to fight for Pennsylvania and not Paris. 8:31 p.m., Trump says if Biden wins, China wins and where's Hunter? Wins. 8:30 p.m., Trump says he has accomplished more than he said he would during the 2016 campaign. He says he has spent the last 4 years Biden had inflicted over his 47 years in politics along with his other friends. Trump says Biden championed every globalist betrayal of Pennsylvania. 8:21 p.m., Trump says the U.S. Marshals could solve these problems in Portland so easily but the governor doesn't want them. Trump says the Democrats' war on cops is putting our police officers at risk. Trump says as president he will always stand with the heroes of law enforcement. 8:20 p.m., Trump says he was so disappointed that federal authorities did not get to go into Seattle. Trump says they were ready to make a big statement but they all left when they realized it was imminent. 8:19 p.m., Trump makes fun of non-biased anchors for crying when they realized he was going to win in 2016. Trump says he has biased media members in the White House and complains about their biases. He says he looks around and realizes he is in the Oval Office and they are not and then he stops complaining. 8:17 p.m., another big pop for Trump's 1776 commission. Lots of USA chants. 8:16 p.m., Trump says he doesn't want to go back to the Supreme Court and doesn't want to go to Congress. He claims he has an advantage if the election goes to Congress. Trump speaks about not wanting to see ballots being counted for 2 years. 8:15 p.m., Trump mocks Biden for picking a maniac who is falling in the polls as his running mate. 8:11 p.m., Trump says Democrats are very upset with the vaccine because it's happening too soon. Trump says everything will open up after November 3rd, and Trump says he called it. Trump says he will crush the virus while his opponents will crush America with crippling shutdowns. Trump also warns of interest rates going through the ceilings and predicts a depression the likes of which this country has never seen before. Trump says he doesn't want to be in a position where he can say he was right about Biden taking the country into a depression. 8:06 p.m., Trump says we're dealing with something worse than socialism and wonders how they keep going further to the left. He rips the fake impeachment before ripping Biden's son for getting $3.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow. Trump asks, what the hell was that for? Trump says it was revealed that Hunter got a lot more money from China than originally thought and a lot more from Ukraine as well. Trump mocks his great knowledge of energy. 8:03 p.m., Trump says Biden wants to give free health care to illegal aliens and illegal immigrants will flood into the country. 8:02 p.m., Trump talks about all of his law enforcement endorsements and asks if there are any organizations that have not endorsed him. We're looking for them, Trump says. 8 p.m., Trump says Biden will be controlled by the radical left and support socialized medicine. 7:58 p.m., Trump says Biden has always been known as a dumb guy. He says Biden has 47 years of experience in the debates, though. Trump says Biden has no idea what net zero carbon emissions means. He says Biden wants to shut down fracking and send Pennsylvania's jobs overseas. Trump says he will keep jobs in Pennsylvania while Biden's agenda will be a nightmare for Pennsylvania's seniors. Trump says Biden has tried to cut Social Security and Medicare and he will go with socialized medicine if he gets in the White House. 7:57 p.m., Trump talks about the best unemployment numbers before the plague from China. He says now we have to do it all over again. Make America great again, again. 7:53 p.m., Trump rips Biden for being against fracking and tells the crowd, "You're a big fracker." Trump says Hillary is crazy after crowd chants lock her up. Trump now going over Hillary's deleted emails and text messages. 7:52 p.m., Trump praises the natural instinct of one of his supporters for shutting down a protester. 7:49 p.m., crowd boos as Trump talks about Trump ballots found in a waste paper basket. Trump says Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada, Michigan are run by Democrats who are in charge of counting ballots. Trump says he is going to be very careful and watch the counting. Trump says look at this crowd before adding that the only way Democrats can win is by cheating on the ballots. 7:47 p.m., Trump mocks Sleepy Joe's circles and again says he's making a play for Virginia because Virginia has a governor who only talks about terminating the Second Amendment. He then says he will again win Pennsylvania and win four more years in the White House. 7:46 p.m., Trump again says Biden has refused to approve his list of judges because they would be handpicked by the likes of Akhan Ilhan Omar, who is always complaining. Trump asks, of Omar, how did she come here? Trump says the left-wing radicals want to strike down under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. He says these left-wing justices will cripple police departments, protect sanctuary cities, and declare the death penalty unconstitutional for even the most depraved mass murderers. 7:45 p.m., Trump says he proudly nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court. Trump calls her a brilliant legal mind and an extraordinary scholar. Trump says she's a little bit better than Biden, after saying that a professor recommended her to the late Antonin Scalia by saying she was her best law student ever, and she should be running for president instead of Biden. Trump says she will defend your God-given rights and freedoms. 7:42 p.m., Trump says the rain is good luck and tells the crowd he just came from the Rose Garden of the White House. Crowd chants fill that seat. 7:40 p.m., rally about to get started. Electric crowd is ready for Trump. 7:25 p.m., Air Force One is wheels down. 7:15 p.m., Trump expected to arrive in about 15 minutes.